This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
He's Chris Partsy, I'm Patrick Creighton, in for John and Reg in the Loop Sports Radio 610. Have the Rockets found another death lineup?
Uh-oh.
So, thanks to our buddy Braddo on Twitter, who does lots of these stat dives, really so that I don't have to. Appreciate you, big dog.
Hey, he's a great follow for all things Rockets. Highly recommend.
Always appreciative of people who do the work so that I don't have to, because every chance that I have to not do work, it's a win. Allows me to eat more pizza.
Is it because you're lazy? No, I'm kidding.
Listen, I can be lazy AF, man. Like I said, once you cross the 50 barrier, it's like you're allowed to be lazy. It's acceptable.
You've earned it.
I did my hard time. Now I let all these young cats who are so hungry and eager to get all their information on them. Thank you.
Appreciate I'll take it. And use it.
That's what you do.
So he notes that in a total of 51 minutes, the Rockets have outscored their opponents by 48 points when they have their lineup consisting of Amen Thompson, Kevin Durant, Alpi Şengün, Jabari Smith, and Tari Eason. Houston has won 17 of their last 18 games in which Tari Eason has started. Their net rating when Tari Eason plays alongside, quote, the starters, is plus 45.2. That number, by the way, for those of you keeping score at home, we know you are. Not ass.
Not at all.
Is this the new death lineup for the Rockets, or is you think it's too small a sample size and not really sustainable?
I believe it has the potential to be a death lineup, but it is a very small sample size right now, and I'm someone who's of the belief that they still need to go out and find a veteran point guard presence, like an actual point, because they don't. I mean, this lineup, there's no legit, I won't say legit, but I guess traditional point guard, like, you know, in the vein of a Fred VanVleet. There are guys that are going to be available. Trade deadline is coming up February 5th. They may not necessarily need it, have the greatest need in the regular season, but come playoff time, I think they're going to need that guy. I do.
Are you looking for them to try to make a trade for a highly paid player or for a cheaper player?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I don't think it's going to be a highly paid player. I mean, I know the last time I was on Area 45 with Bajani, we kind of ran this down and had a list of names that I can't remember right now. But one name that I threw out is a guy that he's I guess in that mid-level of highly played players, but was and he's more of a combo guard, but he can run the point, is C.J. McCollum. Because a guy like him, he also adds more shooting for you as well. Which, I mean, you can in today's NBA or in basketball in general, you can never have enough shooting. But he can also, you know, and obviously that spreads the floor, spreads teams out, but he also can play the point guard position because he's done it. He did it in New Orleans primarily when he was there with the Pelicans. So he's a guy that can do that. There's other guys like Darius Garland is another guy. I don't know offhand how much he makes in Cleveland, but they could be looking to move him. He's another guy that's an actual point guard that you could bring in. He's on the smaller side, but he's a hell of a player. So I do think at some point they're going to need to address that need, because missing Fred VanVleet, I mean, that's a huge part of this team from last season. Huge part.
No, and it's, you know, people are like, oh, you know, they, you know, should they go after Trae Young? And you know, Trae Young defends as well as you and I do.
Yeah. maybe
and,
worse.
And he's a guy
but he's been mentioned, though.
Makes a ton of money.
He does. I think that's a little too much.
And I don't see how you're able to get a guy like that without giving up players that you don't want to give up, because
depth.
You can't necessarily give up Fred VanVleet. He's got an implied no trade.
Yeah.
You don't want to give up Steven Adams. You don't want to give up Jabari Smith.
You don't want to give up Tari Eason. And Amin Thompson.
And I feel like
Reed Sheppard.
Tari Eason might be the guy who's most likely to Expendable. Be moved, because number one, he hasn't signed an extension.
Yeah.
Number two, he seems to miss a lot of games. He's great when he's on the court. He's shooting 50% from three. And he's shooting like 4.5 threes a game, and he's hitting 50% from three. Like, Tari has been ridiculously good this year. But he does miss a lot of games. And if you're not going to be able to sign him to the kind of deal that he wants, you got to move him and maximize his value. I feel like Tari might be the guy who goes, but he doesn't have enough salary.
Exactly.
And
it's going to take more than just Tari Eason. Like, to get a Trae Young.
Like, I don't want to give up Reed Sheppard. Somebody besides Kevin Durant has to be a guard who shoots threes. And I know Kevin Durant's a forward, but he can kind of play.
He kind of does everything,
He can play a big guard, small forward, big forward. He does everything but play point guard. You know, I mean,
he can do that a little bit if he wants to.
If they had to play him in the low post, he could just shoot over somebody.
Yeah.
He shoots over guys, you know, on the block, on the wing. It doesn't matter. Kevin Durant just... He's a 6'11 freak of nature.
That guy in San Antonio may be the only guy he can't easily shoot over.
Yeah, well, that's because he's 7'5". And,
exactly.
And he grew 3 inches last year. So if he grows another 3 inches next year.
Oh, my Lord.
I mean, I like the illustration of.
Just give it up.
You know, it's like it would show like 70s dunk, and it's Dr. J doing like an under the basket windmill, and then 80s dunk, and it's Dominique Wilkins doing a full cradle, and then 90s dunk, and it's Jordan from the foul line, and it goes through, and then it goes, you know, dunking in 2025, and it's Wembanyama standing flat foot just dunking.
Yeah, that's about right. Yeah, that's about right. Yeah, no. But yeah, I do like this lineup, though. So they're 4-0 now. With this death lineup, as you're calling it,
I believe. And they've won 17 of 18 games when Tari starts.
Yeah. That's not a bad stat. It's not a bad stat. I just think they are going to need to address the point guard position. Because I love Reed Sheppard. I don't think he's to the level yet or at the stage yet of his career in year two where you're going to depend on him heavily in the postseason.
Do you consider him more of a shooting guard?
Probably, but I think for this Rockets team, he's gonna need to be more effective as a point guard right now, just based on how this roster looks. That's just my opinion. But I would say, you know, we used to call it combo guards back in the day, right? Guy could do, you know, play the point, play the shooting guard, but I would look at him more as a shooting guard, yes, I would.
Rockets
a smaller shooting guard. Smaller shooting guard, but yes, a shooting guard.
Used to have a really good combo guard.
Which, talking about Steve Francis?
That's what it was, Tracy McGrady.
Oh, well, yeah. Yeah, but Tracy McGrady was like a combo guard / forward.
Yeah.
He's so like 6'8". Yeah. He's another guy that did a little bit of everything. Yeah.
A lot of combos in there.
A little bit of everything.
But it is the idea of how they, because they're limited by the first apron, which they're right up against.
Yep.
And yes, they got the injury exception, but it doesn't matter because they can't use it because they can't go above the first apron. Mm. So it really does create you're going to have to give guys up off your main roster to get a point guard if you're trying to go that route. And if you're, to me, if you're looking for a top end point guard, you're going to have to give up way too much off your roster just to make the salaries work.
Exactly.
Because you've got a salary in Fred VanVleet you can't move.
Nope.
And then if you go and get a guy who's a lesser player, you've still got to give up somebody. And it's like, all right, is that even worth it?
Yeah, probably not.
So I feel like, you know, with Amen Thompson, who's been playing really well lately, Reed Sheppard. I know Aaron Holiday is more of an undersized shooting guard than a point guard.
Yeah.
He's kind of a, hey, I want to find my shot point guard as opposed to I want to distribute the basketball point guard. But they've got to get guys who can just bring the ball up, who can manage to handle press defense. Because when they play the teams defensively that press them, and especially the ones that are pressing them 40 feet, that's where they struggle. That's where they get turnovers. They have a hard time getting into their offense. They don't have enough guys with the handles to get through press coverage.
And that's why you need that point guard that can bring it up and is not bothered by that pressure and not going to turn the ball over every other possession.
All right, coming up next, Kevin Sumlin is back in the H. Tell you how, why, and all about it when he joins us next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.